Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Luckily enough, when you go on the river fishing, you meet so many different personalities coming from so many different backgrounds, and you learn from those people. Like, for example, George is a top man on with the camera. Now, Mick is a wonderful fly tower, but he's gifted with his hands. He's a wonderful carpenter. Mick has produced this wonderful rocking chair for a friend of mine. So Mick is gifted with his hands. I can't speak for Mr. Ryan. Mr. Ryan is a top vet, well-known, renowned, but he's gifted also fly tire and gifted with the rod. And then we're left with Frank, and Frank's wife is a wonderful, wonderful artist. And I've seen some of her paintings and that, and she's absolutely gifted. Why she's ended up with a blackguard like him, I don't know. So he can speak for himself.
I see you're out with the camera today, so tell me a bit about yourself.
There's not a lot to say, really. I do my fishing to escape, basically, and that's what it is. Fishing is escapism. It's all about basically a karma, and not only that, the environment, all the aspects of it, and even the fish and the challenge of the fish. But basically, if you don't catch a fish, it's really the conclusion of it, enjoying a day out. And I would say that for everybody.
Do you bring the camera out with you when you're going, or are they
always
separate?
All the time, because there are always aspects. Because I mean, the camera is like another addiction, as well as photography. Because I mean, and fishing, because it's just an addiction. If I see something that provokes me to take a picture, then I'll do it. That's the whole thing. It's 99% thought, 1% practicality. Fishing is the same. You're driven. Purely, it's like a drug, and it's a good drug. It's a healthy drug.
Michael Sheehan.
What is your, I suppose, reason for being part of the group, the Anglers?
Well, I love fishing, and fishing was a passion to me all my life. From I was an early age, I was fishing with a bamboo and just a hook and line. And from there, I carried on to, trout fish with flies and make my own flies and that, and get to know the river. And getting to read the river is something that people don't realise. When you go to the river, you've got to read the river. Because the river has so many different insects on it, and the fish that are feeding on these insects, you've got to know what they're feeding on. So, I mean, it's a whole learning process every time you go to the river. The night that you catch no trout at all is the night that you enjoy it better, because sometimes you go back and you tie a fly for what you think they fooled you in the night before. So the river is just a learning all the time. It's beautiful to be on it, and you're among nature and everything else. You just forget all your worries and everything else when you're on the river. It's just beautiful. And I've lived for it, and I've lived for the memories, and the memories that I have on the river is just unbelievable. It'll never be taken from me.
Those memories, are they often with others, or are you on your own?
Yeah, with others, meeting nice people in nice places. The river tends to take you to lovely places in Ireland and anywhere in the world. I fished in Tasmania, I fished in New Zealand, and the river shore has something more to offer than any other river in the world.
You're not biased.
No.
John Ryan.
And John, we met when you were out teaching some of the lads there on the river. What was it that you were talking to them about? Because I have to say, it's a different language to me.
I was trying to impart to them the pleasure of fly casting. Just, it's like playing golf. You don't have to catch a fish just to get the line, as Bing Crosby might say, straight down the middle. And you can fish from March to September, and you can tie flies for the rest of the year. So you get 12 months out of it. It's a magnificent hobby, total relaxation. After 2 hours, I'm happy to go home and shin a win.
It's mentioned a few times that you're good at, and I'm going to say it wrong, is it making the flies? What does that mean?
Some very kind people say I'm good at tying flies.
Tying flies, okay.
I tie adequate flies, and they catch fish. I try to envisage what will look to be alive in the water.
Okay.
If it's alive and it is vibrant and it's tempting and it's provocative, the fish might go for it, rather than tying a paintbrush that will float down the river and won't attract anything.
You mentioned to me out there that you fish for salmon. Why is that?
Trout and salmon, mainly salmon. It's not necessarily catching salmon, it's the take. When a salmon gently takes a fly, there is a point at which your heart skips a beat. You're thinking, is it? No, it's not a weed. Next thing, bang, it's a salmon. But there is a point at which you don't know, and it's a magical moment. It's not matched by a trout. A trout snaps at the fly and he's on. But the salmon, There's a split second when you're thinking, is it? Is it? Tis.
Francis Carroll, my name is. Well, firstly, I am the chairman of the Clonmel District Anglers Club, and we have a very, very lively membership, as you saw from today, we said. But basically, I started fishing, we say, when I was very young, probably around 10, 11 years of age, in the quay in Clonmel. I used to fish for trout, mainly worm fishing. And over the years, as I got older, we say, I suppose I got more interested in fly fishing, because I would have seen a lot of the older gentlemen that were in our club, we say, fishing for salmon. And I could appreciate, we say, the skill that was involved, and you could see the actual joy that they got out of fishing. And I suppose, again, like my wife is an artist, I have an appreciation for beautiful things, we say, right? And I think the catch of salmon is one of the most beautiful things anyone can do, we say, and release them, obviously.
Talk to me about that release side of it, because even there was a few jokes today of, oh, the lads have learned to catch the fish, but we have to teach them how to release. Yes. Why is that so important?
Well, I suppose it is because you have to be extremely gentle. The fish has to be handled with extreme care. Try not to handle them, say, very much, because you could damage the fish very easily. And before you release the fish, obviously you want to make sure that the fish is breathing and that the gills are actually operating, we say. And so there's a little bit of skill involved in that as well, we say.
What's it like when, and me and Michael spoke about it when we were speaking about the sturgeon, so what's it like when you find a fish and you know that, you know, you're not going to revive it, it's not going to survive? What's that moment like?
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, you would be concerned, you'd wonder what happened to fish, we say. Was that fish affected by something that went into the river, we say? So we're all conscious of that, you know, and so we would be worried, we say, if you did come across a fish that wasn't responding.
Tell me then, finally, a bit about the group itself. So obviously you mentioned, I mean, it's very clear here, there's a huge amount of passion for what you do, but you'd love to see younger people doing it?
Absolutely, that is vital. A lot of our members, we say, are starting to get a little bit, they're pushing on an age, we say, right? And we're always looking for new members. And certainly we would love to bring in some new blood, younger blood, we say.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.